Hello world, this is Kevin Pascal and you're tuned into the Hinton Run podcast. On this episode of the show, you will hear me talk with KG. We talked about weed and psychedelics. I really don't know how to describe the episode, but I should probably give a disclaimer or two. During the course of the conversation, we are not in any way implying that you should indulge in weed or psychedelics. We are not saying that or giving you the advice that you should directly try to abuse substances or anything like that. This is just a conversation, and like I always say, I try to discuss what I find interesting. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm giving advice. So you could listen and take the bits you want and let your initiative guide you. So if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review with 5 stars on Apple Podcast. Also follow me on Instagram or Twitter as Hinton Run. Please share my show, share it with friends and share it on social media. And now here's my conversation with KG. So I'm here with KG. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for inviting me over.
Yeah. So I don't know if we've had any prior discussions on psychedelics before, but no, I know we've always, you know, thrown hints about talking about drugs. So
I don't know what you're talking about, please. So I
just thought it would be nice to talk about psychedelics, man. I don't know, it's controversial, and you know I like controversial, so I wanted to talk about it. So for you, I don't know what you're comfortable talking about on this podcast, but I'm
comfortable with anything.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Everything. But so, not everything.
I really want to touch on things like psychedelic use, psychedelic abuse, and laws, and not necessarily abuse, because for me, I think I'm pro-drug to a reasonable extent, and I used to think the only reason abuse comes is because it's illegal. I have that idea. Okay, so I don't think I've introduced you well, and I don't think I want to introduce you, so I'll just let you talk for maybe 2 minutes, 1 minute, whatever you want. Just talk about anything you want to talk about as an introduction.
Okay. You mentioned my name earlier, and once again, thank you for inviting me over with this. And my name, once again, is KG Moran KG.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all for introduction. I don't have anything to introduce you.
Okay. Thanks for being so humble.
I'm not. No. I'm proud, but at the same time, yeah, you're welcome.
So, I want to talk about not just psychedelics too, but weed, in fact. And maybe probably around drug use or substance use, anything that alters the brain function. I mean, this podcast is Hinted Neuron, and I am really fascinated about the brain. And I like to think about things that, you know, just substances that you take that alters how you feel, how your emotions change, or how... It's just anything that happens that like just changes your brain function in any way, good or bad. So, KG, tell me. I think maybe I want you to tell me a story. A story would be like maybe the first time you took something that altered your brain state. Like, how was it? Just tell me the full experience and maybe how you indulged it and how the experience was like.
About that, okay, the first time I tried particular, okay, the first time I tried this particular weed, it was fun, you know, like the cruise, the excitement in smoking, like that kind of thing. I was not exactly high, because I'm this kind of person. My body does not really get high like that.
Interesting.
After some certain extreme stuff. Yeah, so it was, I just found at the end of the day, after taking, after smoking, everything was just so funny. Every fucking thing was funny. Okay, I have stuff going through my mind at that moment in time, but I give zero fucks. I just feel so comfortable with trouble around me. Like, it's actually for a crazy that day and funny at the same time. Like, oh wow, it was so good. It feels so good actually. But it got to a point, you know, it took like the best part of me, because
yeah.
I feel like I can't do stuff again.
Mm.
Like, I can't do some random stuff without getting high. But it's not exactly, not like I was just taking it. Without taking it, I can't just be myself.
Yeah, so you're saying like your first substance use was not drugs, but weed.
Yes.
Weed.
Sure. But, ouch. But my experience with drugs, fucking crazy. Yeah, some pills I tried, trust me, drugs is still far away from drugs as much as you can. But at the same time, don't be too close.
Yeah.
It's necessary sometimes, yeah. Like, drugs help, like, okay, my own view from drugs, what happened, like...
You could not feel anything.
Well, my cells were dead as
well. So what drug was that?
I would really love to mention.
Why?
I don't know. For security purposes.
Okay.
Yeah, but at the same time, it was not like I took one particular drug.
Yeah.
It was like two.
A mixture.
Yes, at the same time. That was so dead. Oh, God. Christ. It feels good, though, because at that point, you feel like nothing can hurt you. At the same time, you'll be scared of everything around you. Like, you understand? You feel safe. Like, yeah, you're strong. But at the same time, you're scared because you don't know what might happen. And, thank you, God.
Why were you scared? You felt like you OD'd or what? Like, you overdosed on it or what?
No, I was not scared because I overdosed or something. No, I was scared because I know my body is... I can't feel stuff. So even if I'm doing the right or wrong thing, I won't feel it. So I'm scared of making mistakes, which is something I should be scared of that at that point in time, though. But at the same time, the feeling is crazy. It's just fun. Can I just do some random stuff so nobody will question you? They will judge it based on, oh, she's high.
Yeah.
So that way, you are safe. You can do stuff safely. Mm-hmm. And can actually hurt someone during that process. And they'll be like,
hurt? Oh.
Yes. Like, if someone did you, but there's no forgiveness. Okay, forgiveness.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, in case someone hurt you and you'll be looking for a way, just get high as fuck and let people know you're high.
Yeah.
And just do the person bad. Trust me, you won't be judged that much. Be like, oh, it's the effect of. But not knowing it's what you have inside of you, no more that you planned on doing.
Yeah.
That's what you
carry. You know, there was a time in my life where I went on this full search mode on psychedelics. Like, I wanted to know everything that there was to know. You see, now the problem is knowing in theory and actually getting drugs. It's like getting a drug and knowing how it feels like is different. Like for me, I think, okay, for maybe every drug someone might mention, I know how they might feel in theory. I know how they might feel or how it looks like. So I felt like, oh geez, it'd be really, really nice to like talk about it with you. Because I've probably had only one experience in my life before where I felt like I was really, really, like, it was dope. That was, okay, it was a party in 2019. those
party. Wow, interesting.
So there was weed inside the energy drink that I took, which was cool. So I sat down. I was like now asking the person close to me, I was like, dude, when is this thing going to hit? Like, okay, what's up? What's up? I was like asking, what's up? What's up? For like,
that's when you know, yeah. When you start repeating words over and over again.
I was repeating words. I was just like, dude, like, I wanted to know, okay, is okay, like, like the way I'm behaving now, do you think it has?
You were so conscious.
I felt like it was an experimental thing. I was using it as an I wanted to really know how I was and how I was behaving and how it was changing the way I'm thinking and how it was changing the way I'm like acting towards people. So I just noticed that I was around some people and we started talking about something. All of a sudden, but in hindsight, I don't think you might necessarily feel it that, oh, you were being you're being much of a talkative at that point. Maybe in hindsight, like, I talked too much there. That's what I felt. But in hindsight, I was like, when I looked at the event of that night, I was saying too much stuff. I don't know if it was intentional, but I was trying to be so preachy about so many things. Like, I was trying to the word is overanalyze. I was trying to overanalyze everything. I was like, from one thing to one thing, I was overanalyzing it and telling stories. But one thing I noticed is that I had good memory at that point.
Yeah,
I normally don't remember things that happened. No, I remember things, but like there are a lot of things I forget because my memory is white. This is on the lower end for in the scale of memories. So I just noticed that I was remembering stuff. Things were coming to my head. Ideas were like, not ideas, but like, I would call them neuron sparks. Like, I was just like, my brain was just active. I was like seeing things that, you know, those aha moments where you have. So I was imagine having thousands of aha moments in just 1 minute. You're like, oh God, wow, this. So I was saying too much stuff. People were, the three people or four people were close to me, they were listening, you know, you're paying attention, allowing me to talk. Oh wow. I felt that, oh geez, I think I'm saying good things here, good things. But I felt like I was talking too much. But that was the whole experience for me. The whole experiment was, I only slept. I just went back. I slept, and that was all. That was my own weed phase.
There are so many.
Do you think that was normal? Do you think that is the normal thing to feel?
Okay, my own normal might be different from your own normal. Sometimes when I get high, I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to. And I would try as much as possible not to think about anything. So my own way of getting high, like the way I feel when I'm high, might be far different from yours. Our body is different. And our lifestyle too is different. You understand? So now for this kind of person, okay, for your own kind of person, I think it's actually the right kind of feeling. You understand? In the sense that, oh, you're this person, you're reserved, you don't talk much outside. So you feel, or probably because you are shy though, I feel like because you are shy, you don't talk much outside and you watch the way you relate with people a lot. So that, I don't know, probably scared. So at that point in time when you took the drink, after the drink, so you feel free, like you feel like even if you talk too much, even if you relate to people, you're safe. Nothing is going to happen at the end of the day. Like, the shy feeling, everything is not there at that point in time. So,
there was this thing I experienced. Normally, sometimes when I'm trying to solve a problem, normally, I think it's for everybody. When you're trying to think about a problem, take for example, you're trying to maybe a math or a logic problem, something like that. And you just have this mental block. Like, there's this, maybe you can't just process this thing, like, oh, what is this? Like, if you have feeling that, oh, if I could figure this out, then maybe I will now know the next step or I can solve this puzzle. There's just this mental block that people have normally when they are trying to solve problems with an empty head. Did I say empty head? Maybe with a clear head or something. But I just noticed that is...
Maybe able to think faster.
Yes.
Like,
I just noticed that there was no blockage. It was like the thoughts were moving cleanly, like very fast.
Smooth.
Yes. So it's not like I'm trying to figure something out and I can't get it. I can't reach for it. It was like there. I just need to like grab it and say what I want to say and think about what I want to think and like connect the dot, which was really, really interesting. I think that for me, that was really nice because I don't know if I've told anybody this story. Casting myself on my podcast.
That'd be interesting, actually. Because it's funny, you attending a party in the first place. Wow, interesting. Okay. It's all good. And sometimes, too, though, like, when you're high, it's not like there's always peace when you get high, like this peace of mind, like you'll be chilled and all. No, it doesn't happen every time. When you're high, most times you just bring out like that thing you've been trying so much to just get away from, like that madness you've been keeping for a very long time, just pops out like fuck, it's up. And you display it, and at the end of the day, you feel good and you feel comfortable with yourself. So, like, it's great.
Yeah, so it means you purposely gone high to start a war with someone.
Yeah, at some point, people are crazy. You can't use normal eye to do madness. People are crazy.
Yeah. Tell me, I like his story.
Okay, I was not supposed to actually get high too.
Yeah.
But he's a guy, and he feels like he can just come over because I'm me, I'm the lady there, I'm the girl there, and just use upper arm on me, and I don't like that kind of fog. My brain was just calculating, like, how can I get back? How can I just eat him once? And we just feel it. So like, I just had to get extremely high. And trust me, I know I say some stuff that on a normal day, if someone should say that to me, I'll be depressed for like a week.
Oh.
Wait though. Like on a normal day, I can't just look at someone and just talk. Nah. Like I can't just say some stuff to you straight, like really bad stuff that I know is going to hurt you. I'll try and, you know, package it. The words, like, I'll make it look nice, but trust me, they're not nice. I'll make it look nice, but that day I was so plain as, like, I was plain as hell. I feel good after doing that, too. I feel so much better. Like, yes, coming back. I feel it.
Okay, now I'm getting two things now. I'm getting something. Something I'm getting is that, like, so there are psychedelics to make you emotional and there are psychedelics to remove that emotion.
Yeah. And when it comes to, what's it called? Weed, to be precise. They are basically in two forms. You know that?
Mm.
Come on. Mm. You know that, right? Don't make it.
No, this is where people come to get insight. So, like, we should not assume that people know it. So, like, we should, like, spell it out.
Okay, when it comes to weed, basically, yeah, they are like sativa and indica. Most times, like, that's the basic one we get around this place. But most times, sativa is LD, like, fine. You are very, very okay, like, to calm your nerves, to relax, to do some extra stuff that you don't do normally and the likes. But trust me, the other one is not like, it's the one you think when. It's the one you take when you want to just pour out aggression on people and all that.
That's indica.
Yes, you just really need it. It's like, fine, it will calm your nerves, but you won't be calm at the same time. Like, you can feel yourself at the same time. You're not feeling yourself.
Yeah.
That feeling, that exact feeling. Yeah. So it's always like that. I'm crazy sometimes.
Let's concentrate on weed now for like some minutes. Do you know the Rastafarians?
Yeah, okay.
Of Jamaica. They smoke a lot. Smoking is like a culture. Well, I did a deep research because I like researching about stuff like that. It's interesting. I was doing a research about their culture, their lifestyle, and why they smoke and why they choose to smoke so much. And why weed is so popular there and why they farm it in large quantities. So real Rastafarians, they don't eat meat. They are vegetarians. They don't eat, they don't cook food. They don't eat cooked food. They eat everything. They eat vegetables and all those things, bro. So, and they smoke. And it's interesting to see how Rastafarians see weed. They see it as herb. Just the way I'm sick. There's a herb for maybe that sickness.
Yes.
Or I have this other sickness. There's a certain herb for that sickness. Or there's this for the, you know, just the way we have different herbs in nature. It's the way they see it too, like, oh, weed is just another herb. But that herb is, would, instead of, you know, taking it to feel hallucinated, you take that herb, because most people in the social context of nowadays take weed to get hallucinated.
Yeah.
But you take herb to be elucidated, which is interesting, because then they just see it as, it's not because it's just a social thing that, because I think people smoke to seem cool in this part of the world.
Yeah, just peer influence.
Yeah, and they smoke to seem cool. They like, just because of, I mean, like,
just to be accepted.
Yeah, they really have no need to smoke.
Smoke, yeah.
Yeah, they really have no need for him at that point.
Yeah, just me. It's like, that's the trend now. Like, yeah. If you're not smoking, you're not a big boy. You're not popping pills. You're not big,
yeah,
enough.
Yeah.
That's what most people are saying. Yeah. But it's not supposed to be like that. Trust me.
Yeah, but I've seen Rastafarians who smoke, who tell you that if I'm going to quit today, I'll quit. Like, I've quit before. But, you know, it's easy for them to, like, quit and come out, because it's not an addiction thing. It's just because it's just like, oh, let me stop putting sugar in my tea. Let me continue putting sugar in my tea next month. You get. Yeah. And it's interesting because, like, when I was doing so much research on the Rastafarians, it's easy to see how, like, no, it's just beautiful to see how they talk about weed, they talk about marijuana, they talk about marijuana legalization, they talk about smoking, how smoking can be like a culture, like as a bonding thing. It was beautiful to watch. And I was linking that to people like Bob Marley, people like that, who, if maybe they didn't smoke, would have never, maybe if they were not elucidated like that, they would have never gotten No Woman No Cry, would have never gotten all those good things that they give to us. I think people just smoke now for what? For, are they creating? I know the thing, a lot of people use pills and they use weed to be creative, which I'm all for. I'm pro drugs. But another thing is, like, what if you just do it because, just smoke? Like, because I know that a lot of people that we are even competing with now, in, like, creatively, majority of people that we compete with creatively, they are not even... They are retarded,
listen to me, sorry,
that's the wrong word. Because they are using drugs, so they are like 10 steps ahead of you because they are using drugs. Like, you hail their creativity in one place, they are doing very, very well.
Wow.
But they're using drugs. So I've been thinking about it, that, oh, that is good, but, like, what of the people who don't like really need anything, but, like, they just get sad and I know that alcohol is, sorry, let me delve into alcohol. I'm not finishing my thoughts, but there's something. I dislike alcohol less than drugs.
Why?
No, I dislike alcohol. Why? Alcohol is legal and it has destroyed many people and money homes. Okay. But drugs are illegal, but majorly, some of these drugs, the chances that you could get addicted are not that really high. It's in the study. Yes, it's in the study.
Boy, trust me, if you're in this part of the world, you understand what I'm talking about. you can get addicted very easily to drugs because of the feeling, one, because, and you know, with everything going on around here, you just find an escape. The drug is more like an escape. You just feel calm and relaxed, even when everything is rough and fucking crazy, and you'll be relaxed. So now, you want to go through that process, repeat the process over and over again, and not care about what's going on. So addiction around here, that way. So alcohol is far better, because at the end of the day, you're going to die. Either way. So when you take alcohol and gives you any form of sickness and that kind of thing, well, I think, yeah, okay, if there's peace after life, so you're finding, you're looking for peace, so you get peace after. I'm happy they legalize alcohol to drugs.
Yeah.
But I didn't mean weed now to alcohol. That's better. But drugs is not something. Drugs is crazy. You know, like, it's not. It's...
Speaking from experience, right?
Yeah, partially. But drugs is crazy, trust me. Alcohol can. Yeah, alcohol is still... I still feel like alcohol makes sense more to
drug. Yeah. Do you think if you wanted to stop today, you would easily stop?
Stop what?
Drugs or anything.
It's easy to stop alcohol. It's very, very... It's not close to easy to stop drug. Not close to easy. It takes some kind of determination. Not just any of them. Like... Work. It's not very easy to stop drugs, trust me. It's not actually.
Tell me the best experience you've ever had with maybe substance, weed or drugs.
Oh, the best experience. Okay, I started taking weed, not because of people around me though, because I wanted to just feel. It felt like, okay, this is what I've been looking for. Yes, I finally found it. That kind of feeling, like the joy when you get what you've been looking for a very, very, very long time. That was like the best feeling ever.
Now, you talked about something about, you talked about something. And because I've had this thought that if marijuana was legalized, we would not have so many deaths. We don't have so many deaths and addiction issues. Because I think the idea that it is bad is maybe is why people...
It's because of the society and the... Like, okay, it's just like smoking, having tattoos and everything is bad. Even if you are just... It's just bad. The fact that you have it on your body, you're a bad person. So it's just like that. Not knowing that is... A matter of choice is what you choose to do at that point. Is my body. I can choose to paint it anyhow with anything I want. Is that idea comes again with smoking. Those olden days, most people that smoke and what they smoke actually, they don't really get feeling. They feel so useless and, you know, the society says that, oh, look at the person doing so stuff and how what he looks like and everything. So they try to avoid that kind of thing happening to their own particular children and their children and everything. So that's where this smoking of weed and everything is. But there are other ways to get high without even smoking. Trust me, when it comes to my fuck, when it comes to weed or anything, there are other ways to fucking to get high. There are other ways to get high without even smoking, which is... The feeling is amazing. Okay, I told you at some point I stopped smoking, but that I did not stop getting.
Yeah.
So it's just
now.
I did not stop getting that. I make food. I make cookies. I make stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm still get high either way, and it's LD. I feel good. I'm taking care of my soul. So it's just like that. So you cook with it. Like, imagine replacing vegetables. Imagine turning my weed into vegetable, like normal one that you can eat. And just imagine the feeling. You know, the, for, like, oh, Christ. is so like it's, the feeling will be crazy, but at the same time, when you eat, you don't feel straight up. Yeah. It's just like a gradual process.
Yeah.
So you might even be high, not knowing you're high. Mm-hmm. You just do you and you still be straight with yourself.
Yeah,
so it's just like that. I just wish this country can legalize, because that's mad money you can make from it at the same time.
Do you think it will be mad money? Since the supply will not be much.
Yeah, the supply will be much. And okay, you can't just sit somewhere and grow weed. Nah, it's not that easy to grow. So, and it takes like deeper knowledge, or you have to know some stuff about it before you go. You can't just say, okay, I have this own plot of land, let me just put this in. No, you follow some process and everything. You have to get the right light there, everything, the timing for every fucking thing.
Mm.
So imagine, not everybody can just do that. So there, it will be like, even government can make mad money from me. They're just dumb ass. They are forgotten in the wrong direction.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust me. Like, imagine government investing in weed and other stuff like that. They'll be the one to plant supply. And trust me, once the supply is good, they keep coming back. And once they keep coming back, you make more money. Because, okay, not just any random person can just go into that business. Because the risk is high, one.
Yeah.
Like, the risk, like, you can have like 1,500 seed now. And just like 500 will grow, you're at loss. But at the same time, you make like more from that 500.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there will be loss too. But we are so scared of loss. Like, God.
Do you fall?
No, not exactly. But
not exactly.
Yes, I have this little stuff I do, but it's not like one video.
I was thinking about OCDs. OCDs are becoming a big thing now. OCD is an extract from marijuana. So, because the thing that makes you high in marijuana is THC. So, you could either get THC or OCD from marijuana. So, people are now extracting OCDs from marijuana as supplements for food, for facial care stuff, for this thing. And it's becoming a very big industry now. But I don't really want to go deep into CBD in this discussion, because I don't know. That's not for, I think I have that conversation, but not this conversation. Yeah. So what, because we've talked about some things now. What do you think you have for my audience? What do you want to tell them?
Stay very, 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 sorry. But trust me, stay very, very far away from drugs. Like, very, very far away. But trust me, weed is LG. I advise you to go into it, venture it. It's fun and have fun with it. It's not, you don't have to smoke it. Look for other ways to get high through it. Or to just enjoy the feeling or something. So that's that. But trust me, drugs or pills, stay far away from me. Well, it's actually good once in a while though, but once in a while it's good and healthy.
Yeah.
But trust me, try as much as possible not to get so addicted to it. Even to get too close to it, just like be neutral when it comes to weed. Is that
so, KG?
Ma?
No. I know that you're probably sober right now.
Probably. Yeah. Yes, I am sober.
But tell me, if you were high, how would you answer this question? What is the meaning of life?
If I was high, life, there's no meaning. It's just this, I don't know, how would I put it? Just these random stuff, this random existence that you have to just do some stuff and feel good about doing it. I know. Like, feel good about doing it.
Yeah.
Even if other people feel it's wrong and everything. Mm. But as far as you're feeling good, that's like That's just different.
Yeah.
But life is fucked up.
Yeah. I get that's a pretty pessimistic, that's the most pessimistic view that someone has ever given me on this podcast, but I would take it. I would take it. It was nice having you on the podcast. It was a nice conversation.
Oh.
And it was interesting because you're a bad motherfucker. So
I'm bad. I don't know.
Yeah, so that's it, man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the end. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to rate this podcast 5 stars. That's it for me this week. And until then, stay elucidated.